Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. We exist to
employ. Exalt. Engage.
Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. My name is the Reverend Dr. Danielle Brown, and I'm the senior pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. And I want to welcome you to the Shiloh Experience. We are absolutely elated that you have chosen to worship with us today. Whether you're worshiping here in the sanctuary or as part of our virtual congregation, even you may be watching this on replay, we're just glad that you are here. Listen, if you're with us in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on social media. Let all of your friends know that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, take a moment to share this broadcast. Let all of your network know that something is happening at Shiloh that is going to change their lives forever. Take a moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast, and then tag your friends in the comments. We want the whole world to know that Shiloh Baptist Church is a place where Jesus is Lord and where people are loved. We're so glad that you're here. Let's prepare ourselves for an incredible worship experience today.
Welcome to Shiloh. Welcome to Shiloh. Yeah. Why don't you stand on your feet for the call to worship? Woo. As we are standing, I want you to keep your hands clapping, your feet stomping, and your voice lifting. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty act. Praise Him for His excellent work. Praise Him for the temple of man. Praise Him with the loud sounding trumpet. Praise Him for all that He has done for Shiloh. Put your hands together.
worshiping him this morning, because he deserves all of the glory. He deserves all of the honor, and we give it to you. We say, my hallelujah, it belongs to you. Oh God, we love you, Jesus. We bless your name. I wish somebody would lift your hands in the presence of the Lord on this morning and tell him, Lord, everything belongs to you. That means you're not holding back anything. That means that you submit yourself. As a matter of fact, when you lift your hands, that means that you surrender. I know one thing, when a cop is pointing his gun, immediately we surrender, we lift our hands. But I need you this morning to submit yourself and lift your hands to the true living God. Hallelujah. He wants us in a place of surrender. My hallelujah belongs to you. If that's your testimony, get it in your heart. My hallelujah belongs to you. Come on, everybody, help me say my hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, my hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Say it again.
Belongs to you.
Come on, tell him all of the glory belongs to you.
All the glory belongs to you.
right here. Say, all of my worship.
All of my worship belongs to you.
Lift your voice and say, all of my worship.
All of my worship.
It belongs. It belongs. I just have to say it, our 10th pastor, amen. The Reverend Daniel L. Brown. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Listen, church. Listen, the church prayed and God answered our prayer. He said, I will give you a pastor according to my heart. You with spirit and wisdom and understanding, and we got her in the person of Reverend Daniel L. Brown. Hallelujah. God is a prayer answering God, is he not? Amen, amen. But now I want to move along because we want to take time out for prayer. We've had special requests for prayers for families of those who have transitioned. So sadly to say, Shiloh has had death in her family. And we want to pray for Karen Torian, whose uncle, Deacon Emeritus William Willis, transitioned. Thad Parham, the sister-in-law of Alex and Mary Parham, transitioned in Georgia. Ronald Thorpe, cousin of Deacon Willie Thorpe, he transitioned and his homegoing services was held in Maryland on Friday. And then we have special prayer requests for those that are sick and shut in. And here are a few of the names. Others will be scrolled on the screen. Daryl Smith, cousin of Sherry Hoyle. Doris Penn. Kent Mumford, son of Margaret Mumford. Barbara Egerton, Yvonne Watts. Layla George, granddaughter of Bevelyn Peterson. Monica Bell, sister-in-law of Reverend Douglas Bell. Calvin Hargrove and Derek Milligan, son of Joan Milligan. These are the names that we want to stand in prayer. And so if you will bow your heads with me, and let me invite you to God's throne room of grace,
where we can obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. So gathering all your wandering minds, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's once again you've allowed us yet to see another day. We come with bowed head and humble heart, giving honor to your spirit, knowing, Lord, that without you we can do nothing. We know that you are not only a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God, but you are a promise keeping God. And so we cling to your promises this morning, O God, that we know that there is healing in the hem of your garment. Because somebody here today, Lord, not just the names that I've called, but there may be someone in this congregation, someone that is viewing us from home, that you need a special healing in the name of Jesus. And we serve a God who is able to make his grace abound at all times and in all things, meeting our very need. Amen? Hallelujah. So we thank you, oh God, today that we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And those that are on their bed of affliction, all sickness is not unto death. We know, oh God, that you can raise them up in the right hand of your righteousness, and you can touch and heal right now in the name of Jesus. So we ask, oh God, that you would just loose the atmosphere. Shake off some chains and shackles, oh God. Hallelujah. Break that yoke of bondage that somebody's got wrapped around their neck, oh God. Somebody needs to be set free today in the mighty name of Jesus. Only he can do it, because we serve a God who can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. So are we trusting in you, Lord God, with all our heart and our mind, not leaning unto our own understanding, but knowing that with you all things are done well. And so, Father, as I stand in this gap on behalf of those names that I have called, lifting up the name of Jesus, we thank you that it's already been done, calling those things that be not as though they already were. And I humbly submit this prayer unto thee, O God, in the matchless and holy name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And may the people of God, if you love him, let me hear you say amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Amen.
You can let the parishioners in. I know you've been standing for a while. Take a quick seat. This is a new beginning, Shiloh. Amen. Amen. The Lord has been good to us, has he not? He's heard and answered our prayers, has he not? Yes. He's been there for us time and time again, has he not? Yes. He is worthy to be praised. Let's praise him this morning. Praise him this morning. Yes. Praise him this morning. Come on. I'm here to do the scripture reading, and I'm going to ask that you please stand for the scripture reading. I know you just sat down, but please stand for the scripture reading. And I'll be reading from okay. The pastor has spoken. Amen, amen, amen. I'm reading from Hebrews, the second chapter, starting at the fifth verse. And it says, for he has not put the world to come, of which we speak, in subjection to angels. But one testified in a certain place, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection unto his feet, for in that he put all subjection unto him. He left nothing that is not put unto him, but now we do not yet see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it is fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. Let the church add a blessing to the reading of his word, and may he sanctify it deep within our hearts. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the reading of the word. Amen. Once again, all over the sanctuary, we invite you to rise to your feet, those of you who are worshiping with us virtually, as we sing our congregational hymn for the morning. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. How many of you all know that prayer changes things? Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All over the building. I once was lost in sin.
I once was lost in sin.
But Jesus took me in.
Jesus took me in.
Then a little light from heaven. Fill my soul. Paid my heart in love. Wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus. Second stanza. Sometimes my path seems drear. Without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. Light of day. The mist of sin may rise. The starry sky, but just a little talk with Jesus, clearing the way. Let's go to the cross. Well, now let us have a little talk. Let us have. He will hear and he will answer. Now, when you feel the little power returning, and you know you will find a little talk. I may have doubts and fears. I may have my eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
apologize. Somebody told me we came to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen and amen. I want to take a commercial break really quick to let somebody know who has an SUV, a blue Honda, license plates reads B96-NRZ. You are double parked on West 5th Street. Amen. I'll read it one more time for your hearing rather quickly. Blue Honda SUV, license plates B96-NRZ, double parked on West 5th Street. Our prayer is that you will move diligently to grab your vehicle. Amen, because we don't have no money. Amen. I'm just joking. Praise God and praise God again. This is our time where we have our children's moment. Say amen for the young people. Amen and amen. Come on. Say amen. Ideally, if logistics were a little different, if we were not in the midst of the pandemic, I would ask those young people to come and stand before me. But for now, I'm going to ask every young person in the house to stand up. Minister B, it'll be really quick. Come on, stand up, young people. 12 and under, 15 and under, 16 and under. Come on, stand up, if you would, please. Come on, praise God as they stand. Come on, praise God as they stand. Amen and amen again. God bless you. You can be seated. I don't want to embarrass you any longer. So I want to talk with you young people, those of you who are streaming with us on Facebook and or our website, you have young people, go grab them. I want to encourage them with a word rather quickly. And this word can be found in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. And the word of God out of the New International Version reads, this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. And young people, Noah walked faithfully with God. And I just want to remind young people and those who are seasoned that Noah walked faithfully with God when nobody else was willing to walk faithfully with God. Noah's story is one that the Bible says he was blameless, young people, and he was righteous. Not that he was perfect or without sin, but that he made a conscious effort that he would serve God, love God, and obey God's rules when everybody amongst him were not living for God. And so God was so upset and heartbroken by man that he decided that he would do away with every human being on earth. But with Noah, God gave him favor because he decided to be faithful to God. And so he told Noah to build this ark. And he told Noah he was going to make it rain and he was going to bring forth a flood for 40 days and for 40 nights. And so he said, Noah, if you build this ark, you and your family can take refuge in it. And so by faith, Noah did so. And when it rained and when it flooded, Noah and his family were safe. They were not overtaken by the flood. But the main reason that Noah found favor is because he walked with God. And so young people, I want to encourage you that as you find yourselves in school, as you find yourselves in your neighborhood, in your malls, in your local stores, and you see people not willing to walk with God, I want you to walk with God. I want you to have a Noah spirit. Be able to take your hand and keep it in God's hand when nobody else is willing to do so. And not only will God use you for a great, grand, big assignment, but God will also reward you for your obedience. All right, young people, come on, young people, raise your hand if you heard what Minister B said. Come on, raise your hand. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for these young people because they live in a world where not everybody, especially their age, not even our age, are willing to walk with God. Come on, let's pray as I pray for them. Father God in heaven, we thank you for these young people who are yet watching us via live stream, social media, and or in the house. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for the testimonies they have until this point. We thank you for the testimonies that you will give them. We ask now that you will cover them in your blood, that you will give them a spirit of boldness and encouragement, that when everybody else is doing what you oppose, dear God, that they will stand with boldness to say, I'm living for God. I'm living for Jesus. Father God, give them wisdom. Give them your presence going and coming so that they might know that the enemy has a bark but not a bite. Bless them not only on this day, but for the remainder of their week, that they too shall have the spirit of Noah. We love you, dear God, and we thank you, for this is our prayer and our praise on behalf of your little lambs. And in Jesus' name, let all of God's people say amen. Come on, say amen and amen. again.
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
COVID-19 has hit our community hard, but we must not fear. God is with us.
God works through us and provides a way for us through God's words, through medical treatments, and doctors. But you may still have questions, and that's okay.
Questions like, is it safe? What if I have a pre-existing condition? Where can I get it?
It's good to have questions because questions lead to answers, and answers will help us find our way.
People of color were part of the testing of the vaccine. People of all backgrounds, people who had pre-existing conditions. I like that. I thought that made me more confident. So get the facts. Visit getvaccineanswers.org
so that you can make an informed decision when vaccines are available to you.
And then we'll be able to do what we've been missing so much, have live worship experiences.
Serving others.
And connecting with one another in person as soon as we can.
Learn.
Stay connected with Shiloh Baptist Church. Follow us on social media at Shiloh Plainfield and use the hashtag Experience Shiloh. Shiloh's Women's Fellowship Ministry will resume on Saturday, October 9th at 9 a.m. Join us in the rear parking lot on 5th Street for our first gathering this year. Our theme is New Beginnings Falling into Praise. We have so many reasons to rejoice. There will be singing, prayers, and testimonies. Please send or bring your praise reports. Feel free to bring your tambourine and remember to wear your mask. Please join Pastor Brown in revival on Thursday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at Christ Temple Baptist Church in Paterson, New Jersey. Masks are required and temperatures will be checked at entry. Join us every Sunday in October while Pastor Brown preaches her new series, When Builders Build. Service begins at 9 a.m. in person or virtually. On August 23, 2021, a 7.2 magnitude earthquake caused unimaginable devastation to Haiti. An estimated 1.2 million people were impacted. The Deaconess, Women's Fellowship, and the Men and Women in Action Ministries will be collecting items to aid in this effort and are asking of our support. Items may be dropped off on the weekends from 9 to 12 p.m. and during the week from 9 to 5 p.m. More information can be found in your bulletin and on the church website. The Prayer is Essential Ministry meets once a month on the fourth Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. All are welcome to join ministry leaders Deaconess Barbara Bridgers and Margaret Liggins by conference call using the number 605-472-5383, password 318-750. The Ministry of First Impressions will meet via Zoom on October 12th at 5:45 p.m. Please contact ministry leader Sister Pat Fields for more information. Shiloh family and friends have various options for contributing tithes and offerings to Shiloh Baptist Church. Giving can be done through Zelle, online, by mail, or by texting the word GIVE to 908-293-7376. For more information, please visit Shiloh's website. That's all for now, Shiloh. Thank you.
Give God a worthy praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord and one another. Come on, just say hallelujah one more time. Hallelujah one more time. If you are visiting with us today, would you just please stand to your feet if you are visiting with us today at the Shiloh Baptist Church of Plainfield. Come on, Shiloh. Let's show our visitors some love. Let's show our visitors some love. If you are visiting with us, please remain standing because our ushers have some cards that they are going to get to you. And so I'm going to ask if you would, do we have them, ushers? So I'll do this while they are gathering. Do you have the visitor cards with you? If not, visitors, you can be seated. And what we'll do is make sure that you stop by and see our ushers before you leave today. Is that all right? Before you leave today? In transition, there's always some kinks. Tell God, praise the Lord for some kinks, right? For some kinks. But you just make sure that you see our ushers before you go, because we want to grab some information from you. And not because we want to stalk you. Well, maybe a little. We want to stalk you a little. But because we want to stay in touch. And there's so many amazing things happening here at the Shiloh Baptist Church. We want you to stay abreast of those things. But we are absolutely elated that you have joined us in worship today. Do you feel welcome? Did you feel welcome when you hit the parking lot? When you drove in, when you crossed into Plainfield City Lines, you felt welcome. And so we are just glad that you are here. We are so grateful for our elected officials who have joined us in worship today. I'm going to call your name if you just stand and wave your hand at the people. Jackie Workman, a member of the Plainfield Board of Education. Jocelyn Castro, also a member of the Plainfield Board of Education. Carmen Cita Pyle is with us. And our own member of Shiloh Baptist Church, Lynn Anderson Person. Wave your hand. She's Shiloh, y'all. A member of the Board of Education and the president of the Plainfield Board of Education, Eric Andrews. We are so glad that you all have joined us. Also, our own, Shiloh's own, Councilwoman at Large, Joylette Mills Ransom. Come on, show her some love. Charles McGray, our councilman from the 3rd Ward. Ashley Davis, our councilwoman from the 1st Ward. And Barry Good, our councilman at large of the 1st and 4th Wards, and the council vice president. And then our mayor and first lady are joining us in worship today. Adrian Mabb, the honorable Mayor Adrian Mabb, and First Lady Amelia Mabb. And our assemblywoman, Linda Carter, the honorable Linda Carter. God bless you. God bless you. And I don't want to say, but one of my favorite people is in the house today. I have watched her for several years, and her husband was my classmate over at the New Brunswick Theological Seminary. But I am absolutely overjoyed that the Honorable Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman is joining us in worship. And Congresswoman, I want to invite you just to greet the people. Would you come up and just greet the people for a moment? Do you mind? Come on, put your hands together for our Congresswoman as she comes to greet the people.
Sacred space right here. Usually it's my husband and I just sit back there and say amen. But we're delighted to be here today. And let me just do this. Let me say to you, God bless you, Shiloh. God bless you for making the right decision. God led you. God will take care of you. You got a magnificent, exquisite, God-believing, God-fighting, just godly woman. Woo! My first time back here in a couple of years, and you're still holding on. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. God bless you all. Continue to build, continue to grow, continue to engage in the citizenship with the fundamental right of casting your selections in the ballot box, and continue to support this amazing pastor. God bless you. God build you, and you just keep on keeping on, and I hope to see you a lot. God bless you.
Come Come on, put your hands together again for our congresswoman. Amen. We want to remind you to continue to wear your face masks and when you're out here. We want to encourage you to get your vaccines. And also, the booster shot is available. And so for those of you who can get the booster, please make haste to get the booster. We played the video. If you have questions, you can log on to getvaccineanswers.org and get answers to the questions that you have. Amen? Come on, Shiloh, put your hands together. Minister Claudette Lovely Brown, she already acknowledged those that are sick and those that are shut in, and the names were scrolled across the screen. And remember, we are a praying church, and we are a church that loves one another. Look at somebody, don't touch them, but look at them and show them with your eyes, I love you, I love you, I love you. I might not even know you. Today is the first time I ever saw you, but I love you. Those of you that are streaming with us, we want to welcome you as well. Make sure you let us know where you're streaming from. You can write it in the comments. We are so grateful that you've joined us online as well. Well, it's giving time here at Shiloh Baptist Church of Plainfield. Is anybody excited to give? Is anyone excited about giving? I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced yet. Is anybody excited to give? Scripture tells us that God loves a cheerful giver. Let me see what cheerful looks like. Let me see what cheerful looks like in Plainfield. What does it look like at 515 West 4th Street? Cheerful givers. Oh yeah, we got cheer over here. I see cheer in the middle section and cheer in the balcony. All the cheerful givers. And guess what? Today is a very special day when it comes to giving in the life of Shiloh. I was excited for the last 2 weeks when they told me that today is our annual holy day of sharing, the day that we pause and we bring our gift of obedience. And guess what, Shiloh? On my first day as senior pastor, officially, I've been running around here for a few weeks now. Deacon Davis and Reverend Thorpe keep saying, slow down, you move so fast. I said, well, I was just jogging. This is a jog. But on my first day, I am excited to bring my gift of obedience. Why? Because leaders lead. And so they tell me that what we have asked is for each family annually, Shiloh. Some of you have been giving toward this all year long. Some of you will bring it like me today, but $500 above the tithe and the offering to share in this annual gift of obedience. You already see the work that Shiloh Baptist Church does in the community. You see, it's hard to miss all that this church means to the community and to the state. And we are continuing in that vein. And guess what? When you sow seed, the Word of God tells us that as long as the earth remains, that seed time and harvest will never end. You know what that means? That as long as you're sowing seed, there's always a harvest. Are y'all with me? That as long as you're sowing seed, there's always a harvest. And that's not limited to your money, but if you sow kindness, guess what? You reap kindness. If you sow a listening ear, guess what? One day when you need somebody to listen to you, somebody will listen to you. Guess what? If you sow amens when Pastor Brown gets up to preach in a few minutes, one day. I just thought I'd put that in there. But Shiloh, are you ready to give? Let's stand on our feet all over the sanctuary. And we already know that the Bible tells us to bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. What is the tithe? The tithe is 10% of all of your increase. 10%. So if you make a dollar, then what is your tithe? Make $100, then your tithe is 10. So 10% of all of your increase. And then what is an offering? An offering is what we give beyond the tithe. It's the generosity that we extend. And I promise you that if you invest, if you give to Shiloh, Shiloh will do the right thing by your giving. Amen?
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 Amen.
Because we are also an integral church. Put your hands together for an integral church. We are an integral church. And so I'm leading the way with my gift of obedience. Trustees have asked me if we could march today, so I want to give you some marching orders. Don't shake hands with anybody. They're going to come with the baskets. The ushers will lead you. Try not to be too close. Well, you're already close to the people in your row, but don't get too close with the people in the row behind you. But we're going to do this quickly and we'll do it swiftly. You're going to march. Let's lift our gifts toward heaven. Here's mine, y'all. I'm so excited. On my first day, I get to participate in the gift of obedience.
Amen.
You see my smile. My friends have come. My friend, Minister Shanique Moore, just surprised me in the balcony from Detroit, Michigan. Woo! Is that crazy? My college classmate, Minister Shamisha Burton, she came up from Philadelphia because she had to be here today to be with us, Shiloh.
Amen.
Are you excited about our future?
Amen.
Man. Gracious and almighty God, we bring our seeds to you. God, we ask now that you would make your word come alive in our lives. And that as your word says, seed time and harvest would never end. God, I pray now that you would bless every giver. That God, you would give back to them, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Give it back to them, Lord God. Lord, make them never regret honoring your word. Make them never regret bringing their gift of obedience. Because God, you have a great harvest for us. I pray, Lord God, that you would do the miraculous as a result of our faith by way of giving. God, those that are joining us online, we thank you that they're giving too. That wherever they are, that Lord God, you are meeting their needs and that you are preparing a harvest for them too. And so Lord, we bless you and we honor you. Please, Lord God, make your word come alive in all of our lives and do it for your glory and your glory alone. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' holy and matchless name. Amen. Are you ready to give, Shiloh? Come on, Brother Wendell and choir. Has this choir been amazing today? This music department? Come on, put your hands together for them. Come on, hit it.
Praise the Lord. As we're giving, the song says, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Amen. We offer up to him the sacrifice of thanksgiving. We offer up to him the sacrifice of joy. Come on, choir. We
bring the sacrifice
into the house.
Into the house of the Lord.
Oh, we bring
the sacrifice of praise
into the house.
Into the house.
And we offer up to him, for up to you, the sacrifices, thanksgiving, we offer up, yeah, let's take it a little higher, we bring, come on and bless your name.
Into the house.
And we him. Oh, call us. Call us. Moment God will be mine. We will meet. Tell the story. Call us.
Things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given unto thee.
Hallelujah. 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 The track. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I wrote a song and it's called King of Glory. Let the Lord come in. The choir is doing an amazing song today and we want to sing it. Here we go. You ready? We're going to do this real good. We're going to do this. We're going to do this.
Oh,
The Savior up. Come on, Shiloh, put your hands together for this music ministry. We hear you, Floyd Gray. Gracious and almighty God, we honor you. We magnify you. We absolutely adore you. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, for another opportunity to gather in your presence and with one another. We thank you for this worship experience, for every prayer that has been prayed, every song that has been sung. We thank you, Lord God, for the dancers and for those that have read scripture. We thank you. And now, God, we come to this preaching moment, and I ask that you would sanctify it, that you would make it your own, that you wouldn't allow any of these your precious people to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But God, will you stand up in me to the end that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast may land, that your people are edified, encouraged, empowered, and excited to run on and do your work in ways that will turn this world upside down, and not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who is, the one who was, the one who always will be. And his name is Jesus. It's in that name that we pray. Let all God's people say amen, amen, and amen. Come on, Shiloh, are you glad to be in the Lord's house? One more time. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, a pandemic too, have we come, but here we are. Come on and give God some praise. Today is a day to be grateful. There are so many faces that I see, and I do want to thank all of you for being here. If I start calling names, I have to call all your names, and then you'll be mad at me because we'll be in church until next Sunday. But it's good to see you all. And can we just pause to welcome home Tina Marshall? Welcome home. No stranger to Shiloh. Can we take a moment to welcome Brother Vincent Walker? And can we take a moment to celebrate our minister of music, Wendell Woods? I feel today like I saw Bobby Jones in the airport the other week, and I'm like, this is the Shiloh Super Choir. Come on, put your hands together for them. They have just absolutely blessed us on today. Mom, Dad, my mother. Mommy, stand and wave your hand so they can see who you are. That's my mama. And so now I have to tell you, Shiloh, and Daddy, will you stand and just wave your hand? Y'all always know who my daddy is because he's the sharpest one in here. And today is my daddy's 71st birthday. Happy birthday, Daddy. It's also Sister Carla Beverly's birthday, too. On today's a happy birthday, Sister Carla. It's your birthday, too. So we have a bunch of October babies in the house. So all the October babies say, hey. Hey. That's right. October is the month God loves. And to my family, my aunts are here. Aunt Fanny, Aunt Betty, can you just stand? John, Sabrina, all of my family members. Will y'all just stand? My family has come from Staten Island and from all over to be with us today. I thank you. I love you all. Thank you for being here with me today. But my family, so you see who my parents are, they asked me, should we reserve seats up front for your family? And I said, well, my family isn't like that. They'll be here to support, but they're not like have to sit on the front row kind of people. So Shiloh, get used to that. My family will come in and they'll just kind of sit wherever they, you know, feel to sit and all that. But be nice to them. I know that you will. Family, be nice to Shiloh. I know that they will, because my grandmother raised everybody to be kind. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to Nehemiah, the 7th chapter. And, oh, I would be remiss if I did not pause to ask us to stand on our feet and offer a standing ovation to the Reverend Sheila L. Thorpe. Our assistant pastor. Come on, just a little bit longer, Shiloh. Come on. Because through 18 months of a pandemic, she has led this church and the school. We're grateful. I told her this morning, she came in the office, and I said something to her, and I said, oh no, you don't go, stay right here. You're stuck with me, Reverend Thornton, so sit right here. Don't leave out too quick. So you are, y'all keep your eye on Reverend Thorpe. So she, Reverend Thorpe, put a, Minister Brian, we need a tracker, tracking device on Reverend Thorpe. But we thank God for her. Deacon Davis, Trustee Timmons, our trustees, our deacons, thank you for the ways that you have led this church to make this day possible. Can we put our hands together for our leaders? And if there's ever anything that I do that you don't like, that you don't agree with, I want to tell you on this day, don't tell me, but Deacon Charles Hand and Sister Carla Beverly, they chaired this pulpit committee, and so it's their fault. Would you stand, pulpit committee, those of you that are here, can you just stand because we celebrate you. And I want everyone to know, send your complaints to them, at least for the next 5 years. Nehemiah, the 7th chapter, verses 61 through 64, the word of the Lord reads this way. And these were the ones who came up from Tel-Mela, Tel-Harsha, Cherub, Adon, and Immer. But they could not identify their father's house nor their lineage, whether they were of Israel. The sons of Deliah, the sons of Tobiah, the sons of Nekoda, 642. And the priests, the sons of Habiah, the sons of Kaz, the sons of Barzillai, who took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These sought their listing among those who were registered by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore, they were excluded from the priesthood as defiled. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. American psychologist Abraham Maslow, somewhere around the 1940s, came up with a theory called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. In this theory, he identifies five areas of need. There is the physiological, safety, love, belonging, esteem, and finally, self-actualization. Maslow suggests that the human being must have the most basic of physiological needs like air and food and water met before they can experience a sense of safety. Maslow would suggest that once people are cared for physically and feel a sense of safety, then they are ready to experience and receive love and belonging. Any psychologists in the house today, wave your hand. Then love and belonging in turn shape esteem, which gives way to a person's ability to self-actualize, and this would lead to morality, a lack of prejudice, spontaneity, and creativity, and enable people to function at their highest degree of potential. In other words, Janiyah, it allows people to live their best life, to show up in the world as their best selves. I do believe that Maslow's theory is correct, but not just for out there. I believe that his theory is correct for the family of God. But within the walls of the Christian church, far too often, a disconnect occurs in the space where the physiological shifts to the psychological, and it results in deficits with regard to the Christian's esteem and ability to self-actualize or function at the highest potential within the church. And it's in there that we must focus on that space in the middle, the part that connects the two, and see to it that all people, Dr. Patterson, have the ability to feel a sense of love and belonging. See, we're really good at meeting physiological needs. We're not going to let you go hungry. You're certainly not going to go without clothing, because that's what we do. We feed the hungry and we clothe the naked. You're definitely going to have a sense of safety when you get here, because, hey, we work hard to make sure that this is a safe place. Just look at the precautions you had to go through when you came in the door today. But beyond good works, it's vital that we all work to make sure that one another feels a sense of belonging, so that every single one of us can be our best within the context of the family of God. And so in the 7th chapter of Nehemiah today, we find a repeat of Ezra, the 2nd chapter. We know that the book of Nehemiah is an account of the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem after the Babylonian exile. And this particular chapter is basically listing those who return to the city. In the book of Ezra, this same list is used, but it's used to offer legitimacy to those who could participate in the rebuilding of the temple. Essentially, the list is connecting the people standing in front of them in the present with those who went into exile in their past. In Nehemiah 7, this same list is used, but now it's used to offer a census, not just marking those who left captivity en route to Jerusalem and Judah, but to determine how many of those same people who were brought into captivity, survived captivity, left captivity en route home, and are actually represented in Jerusalem now. Y'all still with me? Now that they're back in the city and their once torn down walls are rebuilt, their once destroyed temple is now reconstructed, Nehemiah 7 tells us who is still here. They would match those who were present with those who were listed and categorize them by who belonged to which household. Now, this particular roll call is bittersweet, Shiloh, because the truth is not everyone was represented. They would have to deal with the reality of the destruction of their city and the temple and their being given over to Babylonian captivity, notwithstanding that these were the consequences of their own disobedience to God and idolatry. But when it was all said and done, there is a hard truth that some people who started out with them did not make it back. Can I put a bookmark right there that there are some things that we cannot control? A pandemic, some illnesses, the things that happen that we can't make sense of. Then there are the choices that we make. Anybody in the room ever made some choices? There are the choices that we make. And we have to deal with the reality that everyone who goes out there does not always make it back. And it does not mean that God is not willing to take us back, but it means that sometimes we ourselves are not strong enough to journey back in one piece. And so there are some things that present themselves as opportunities, but you really should not try them, because there is no guarantee that it will stop at a try. Some of this stuff that presents itself to you can wipe out your very existence, and that was the bitter part. That there were some folks that didn't make it back. But here's the sweet part. Are you ready for the sweet part? Here's the sweet part. Is this, that this census serves as a testament to the kind of God that we serve. A God who is faithful. A God who is consistent. A God who gives us choices and consequences and correction. But even in the midst of choices and consequences and correction, we serve a God who will never leave us and will never forsake us. And here it is, because Israel belonged to God, they were God's chosen people, a people carved out just for God. God had been faithful down through their generations, and this same God has been faithful to us. This same God has been faithful to you and faithful to me, and every now and then it's good to simply take your own census of sorts and say, hey, my great-grandfather had a rough spot, but here I am, my line made it. I represent those who went before me in my lineage along my journey. There were some questionable things and some difficult experiences, but here I am. I thank God that I made it. Maybe you're in here and somewhere
of the listing. There are some folks who are listed, but they can't identify their father's house. There are some folks, Tina, who are listed, and they cannot identify their father's house or their lineage. They don't even know if these people are of Israel in the first place. There's even a group of priests who can't find their genealogies, and they're told to fall back for a little while. They're told to not engage in priestly function. They say, don't eat the table, the food that's set aside for Aaron and his sons until further investigation. And these people were even marked as unclean. But when it comes to where these folks belonged in the community, there was insufficient data. Now, there could have been many reasons for this. Maybe they were of Israel, but during the exile, they ended up abandoned at sites outside of Babylon, which resulted in no record of their lineage. Or it could have been that they were simply not of Israel, but one day, Deacon Davis, they saw a bunch of people walking toward the holy city and decided to join the crowd. But for these ones who came up out of Tel Mela and Tel Harsha and Cherbu and Adon and Immer, although there was no record of their lineage, although the Bible says that they could not identify their father's house, although they could not figure out if they were even of Israel, here is the good news today, Shiloh, is that they are on the list. They're on the list for those priests who were marked as unclean. The good news today is that they are on the list too. And not only are they on the list, but they're called priests. And it's important to read the Bible through the lens of what is written and what is not written. And may I suggest to you that if they did not belong in the city, that we would not be reading about them today. Their presence, their belonging in the holy city was not contingent upon who they were connected to. Their name on the list and their place in the city was not determined by who they were connected to, but only contingent upon the fact that they made the journey. And they were there now and at that time and at that place. And may I suggest to you today that when builders build, we don't have the luxury of disqualifying workers based on insufficient data. And when it comes to belonging in the family of God, you may not be able to connect your social or religious connections to a person or a place that is recognizable or prominent, but I came today to tell you that you belong here. You belong here in the family of God. We may not know how you got here. Perhaps your journey has been a little different than mine, and maybe mine has been a little different than yours. Some have been journeying with the group for a long time. Others, like me, have just shown up today. But you belong here, and maybe your journey has resulted in you being labeled like those priests were labeled as unclean. But the truth of the matter is this: when it comes to the family of God, all that matters is that you made the journey. If there anybody in here that's made the journey, and if God Almighty allowed you to make the journey, then that means that you belong here. No connections needed. journey has been to this point. No matter how much people try to shut you down and shut you out, no matter how they try and do what they do, there will always be provision for you in the holy place because you belong here. And in the holy place, you belong here not just because of what you do, but you belong here because of who God is. Maybe like me, you're new to Shiloh, and perhaps you've been here all your life, but we don't make any assumptions about how you got here. But what we do know is that you made the journey. What we do know is that you are here now, and maybe on your way to the holy city you got tripped up or sidetracked by an addiction, but you belong here. Maybe on the journey there was a divorce, an argument, or disagreement with a friend, but you belong here. Perhaps you had some child abuse in your journey, some promiscuity, some pain and rejection. Maybe you've had some disappointment too, but you belong here. Maybe somewhere along the journey you got a little older and you can't run as hard or as much as you once did, but you belong here. You might be young and not that churchy, you cuss a little and you got some tattoos, but you belong here too. Young and seasoned, when builders build, we need the help of everybody, and so you belong here. In the words of James Cleveland, you might have high blood, you might have low blood, maybe no blood at all, but you belong here. How do I know? Because the Apostle Paul told me in Romans 8, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba Father. And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And so today, on this first Sunday in October 2021, I'm here to tell you that you belong here. Perhaps you ascribe to some other religion for a while. Maybe you don't have all your stuff in order. You made some stupid decisions over the course of time. But my brothers and my sisters, will you look around? Will you look around? Look around. Will you look around? Look around. You made the journey and you're here now. Maybe on your journey there was a diagnosis, but you made the journey and you belong here. How do I know? Because the Bible told me in Ephesians 1, just potential right here in the family of God. If Maslow is right, and I believe that he is, you can live your best life right here in the family of God. Come on, standing all over the sanctuary. You belong here. Don't you let anybody tell you otherwise. But every head bowed, every eye closed. I want everybody to pray this prayer with me. Even those of you that are streaming with us, go ahead and pause at your phone. And let's pray this prayer together. Lord, here I am. You know every part of my story. You know what I've done. You know what's been done to me. But today, I come in the name of Jesus, asking that you would forgive me for all my sins. Help me to forgive those who have sinned against me. I believe in my heart that your Son, Jesus Christ, was raised from the dead. And I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life. Right now, in this moment, I accept Jesus as my Savior. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the fact that I belong right here in the family of God. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Now listen, if that's the first time that you've prayed a prayer like that, a prayer confessing that Jesus is Lord of your life, a prayer where you said, I accept you as my Savior, if that's your first time praying a prayer like that, I want to invite you to come to the altar. If you're here, put your mask on and come on to the altar. Matter of fact, will you lift your hand if that's your first time praying a prayer like that? Would you just lift your hand? Stretch your hand toward heaven. And I'm going to ask if our leaders go find somebody that has lifted their hand. And I want you to pray with them. We have someone in the balcony that raised their hand. If that's your first time asking Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, just slip your hand up. You don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to be ashamed. And then here's the second thing. If you're here today and you've heard this message, you've heard me say probably about 50 times in the message that you belong here, emphasis on the here. And you want to take one more step and you want to become a member of the family that is Shiloh Baptist Church of Plainfield. I want to invite you to come to the altar now. If you want to be a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church, I know that the lingo is the doors of the church are open. But today I want you to know that the heart of this church is open. You know the doors were open. You came in them to get to your seat. But I want you to know, come on, put your hands together. She's coming. I want you to know that the heart of this church is open and we are ready to build with you. And maybe you're online. Come on, is there another man, woman, boy, or girl? You want to connect and become a part of the Shiloh family. Will you come? I know and maybe you're online and you want to connect with us. You can join Shiloh virtually. You can give your life to Christ. I just want you to type it in the comments. Today, Minister Alicia Mitchell and Minister Takesha Johnson are serving our online congregation, and they will connect with you in virtual space. But we want you to know today that your life matters to us. And so, man, woman, boy, or girl, the heart of this church is open, and we're waiting for you. Come on, come on. Come on, is there someone else? Is there someone else? Is there someone else? Your life matters to us. Come on.
on, we'll give you another minute. Come on, sing that.
Me, the road would be easy. Oh, I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. Just can't give up now. I've come too far.
You belong here.
Too far from where I start.
You just turn and tell somebody you belong here.
From.
Tell them don't leave if this is the place where
nobody
you belong. Don't leave without connecting with us.
The road would be easy. I don't believe. He brought me this far. I don't believe 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 he brought me this far. I don't believe
he brought me this far.
I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this far.
Come on, can we put our hands together and thank God for those who have come and joined the family? Shiloh, the family is growing. Come on, tell somebody, the family is growing. The family is growing. You may be seated as our deacons come to prepare a set up communion. We are preparing to go into our time of communion.
gonna lose, never ever gonna lose. 365 days of the year, never gonna lose, never gonna lose, never ever gonna lose. It will never, it will never gonna lose if I.
On that Monday, Thursday, that Jesus met with his disciples in the upper room. And it was there that he observed for all of us the first, last supper. He said to them as he spoke with them on that evening, that as often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. He took the bread and he broke it. He blessed it. He gave it to them and told them to eat. This is my body given for you. And in the same manner, he took the wine, he poured it, he blessed that, and he said, this is my blood. There can be no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. Do this in remembrance of me. At this time, we will bless the bread and the wine. And we will change these elements that we hold here from its common use to a spiritual use so that we might find ourselves in the same place as God would have us to be, in complete union with Him. As we pray, examine yourselves. Think introspectively, not about the next person next to you, not even a loved one, but yourself, how you might move forward from this day forward. For us at Shiloh, it's a new beginning. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this bread. We thank you for this new beginning. We thank you, Lord God, that as we stand here at this your table, that we do so, and we do so in remembrance of you and the work that you did on Calvary's cross. We ask, Lord God, that you take this bread before us, change it from its common use to a spiritual use so that we might be able to stand, and having done all, to stand as a glory unto you. We pray this prayer and ask your blessings, Lord God, that as often as we do this in remembrance of you. This is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yeah, oh, the blood of Jesus. Come on, everybody, oh, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It will never. Listen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Oh, precious, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as no other fount I know. Fount I know, nothing but the blood. Well, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as no other bounce I know, nothing Never gonna lose his power. Never gonna lose, never ever gonna lose his power. 365 days of the year, every second, every minute. Never gonna lose, never gonna lose, never ever gonna lose. It will never lose. Yeah, yeah, it will never lose. It will never lose. Hallelujah. It's power, it's cleansing power, it's saving power. It will never, no, no, it will never lose. Never gonna lose, never ever gonna lose his power. 365 days. Never gonna lose, never gonna lose, never ever gonna. It will never lose. It will never lose, it will never lose. No, no, it will never. It will never. His power. Oh, the blood. Oh, 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 the blood. Come on, church. Of Jesus. Oh, the blood. That cleansing blood. Oh, the blood, that saving blood of Jesus. It will never lose its power. Oh, the blood, oh, of Jesus. Of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, of Jesus.
Please stand all over the sanctuary. Congregation, you received your elements as you came in. But on this first Sunday as senior pastor, I wanted to take the moment to serve our leaders. To mark this moment where we come to the table together as pastor, as people, as leaders. And I wanted you to see this, us standing together, because we gather around the common denominator, and that is that Jesus died for every single one of us. And I wanted us on this first Sunday also to have the visual of your leadership standing together united. Because we commit on this day at the Lord's table to serve you in excellence, to serve you in love, and to serve you as a team. Amen. We're a team, deacons. We're a team. This is the best looking deacon ministry I ever seen. We're a team, preachers. Amen. The body of Christ, broken for you and for me. Eat ye all of it. The blood of Christ, shed for you, shed for me. What can wash away my sins?
Nothing,
nothing,
nothing. Nothing.
Anybody glad that there's something that was an answer? COVID has a vaccine, my sin has the blood of Jesus. Drink ye all of it.
Never gonna lose, never ever gonna lose his power. 365 days of the year. Never gonna lose, never gonna lose, never ever gonna lose his power. It will never lose his power. It will never,
getting ready to go. Come on, stretch your hands toward heaven. Come on, Josiah.
May your struggles keep you near the cross. May your troubles show that you need God. And may your battles end the way they should. And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. And may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your troubles show that you need God. And may your battles end the way they should. And may your bad days prove that God is good. And your whole life prove that God is good. And your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your troubles show that you need God. And may your battles end the way they should. May your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good.
And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, rest, rule, and abide with all of you. And may Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, Shiloh. Serve the Lord with gladness. We'll see you next week.